the 17th day of Sfira, the Kenyan Torah of Mir Schora, and the Sfira of Teferis, Sheb Teferis. The Midrash Shmuel brings down that the Mishnah coins this term as Miot Schora as opposed to Bali Schora, because we need both Torah and Parnasa. This is what the Mishnah says early in the Masechta in Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis, Kol Torah She'eni Mamalacha, Sofa, Patela, Vigoreres, Avon. Most Mefarshim there explain that's a pragmatic issue. If you don't have the means to support yourself, you'll come to steal to be able to put food on the table. Some go even further and say that you'll start to flatter Rishon to support you, and it'll lead to a chain reaction of various Averos and Midos Ros, as the Mishnah says later on, Perkei Avos Mitzvah Goreres, Mitzvah Ve'Avera Goreres Avera. So we see that having a parnasa is important, yet one should try to be mimayit. Oftentimes, people have a tendency to make their work their primary focus and put learning and family and other important things behind it. Even if you want to rationalize that you put in all the effort in your work now so that you can retire early and learn for longer, it doesn't necessarily turn out that way. Even if quantitatively you're working more hours than you are learning, you can still make the learning a focus by having in mind that the work is only a hechitimtzi, is only a means of support, and you only work for as much as you need. This is the midah of Teferis Sheb Teferis. The ultimate harmony comes from trying to juggle everything you have and doing it to the max, and when you realize that's impossible and you need to scale back, putting your all in whatever time you have. If you can only learn for an hour, but you learn for 60 minutes of that hour, that is a qualitatively bigger accomplishment than having a 3-hour Seder and only learning 2 hours of it. You gotta make the most of the time you have. Practically speaking, we cannot necessarily minimize the quantity or the quality of our work. We have to make a certain amount of money to support ourselves, and we agree to a contract. We have to fulfill that contract. We have to do the work that our boss wants. The Gemara in Brachos, Daf Lamed Hei Amud Beis, brings down that Rabbi Shmuel says that one needs to work and learn, whereas Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says that if you learn, as well as the Jews are doing, return Hashem Makom, your parnasa will come from elsewhere. Abai concludes that Harbe asu k'Rabbi Shmuel v'alsa biyadan, v'harbe asu k'Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai v'lo alsa biyadan. That many people did like Rabbi Shmuel and it worked, and many people did like Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and it did not work. What's the it? It's going on both. If you strike the right balance, both your job and your Torah will be successful. But if you fail to do so, both will be unsuccessful. If we can't minimize our work, as we explained before, then the Kenyan Torah of Mitzvah Torah teaches that we can and should minimize the importance of our work, where we place the work in our minds.